Mardar Chavavam Abayis quotes Rabbi Hananya ben Akavya. He says, Tosfei Svarim, Tefillin, Mezuzah, Sein B'Tagrei, M'Tagrei, Tagrei, M'Chalos, M'Lecha Shemayim, Turim, Nekriya Shema, M'Natfilin, M'Chamisa, M'Res B'Tara. So the question that we asked yesterday is, what's the Chiddush? Right? What's the Chiddush? Well, better yet, what's the mitzvah? This is such a chiddush. What's the mitzvah? What is Reb Hananya ben Akavya saying? What's the mitzvah here? Post face around tefillin and mezuzahs that you'll be potter in a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? What's the mitzvah that Reb Hananya ben Akavya is referring to? That the rule of osik mitzvah potter in a mitzvah is going to be shaykh over here. Chorak, ksivas tefillin and mezuzahs is only a hefshah mitzvah. So how can Reb Hananya ben Akavya say that osik mitzvah potter in a mitzvah over here if you're only engaged in a hefshah mitzvah? In his parish Hanushal on the Shiltas, he points out that is it really such a chiddush that Hechsha Mitzvah is not considered a mitzvah for the din of Osik Mitzvah Patim Mitzvah? Is that really such a chiddush? We found it already. We found this halacha that Osik Hechsha Mitzvah is Patim Mitzvah. And we're asking against Reb Hananya ben Akavya, how can he say that Ksivas Svartu Mitzvah? Potem in a mitzvah, if you're osik in that siva. Hooray, it's only a hefsha mitzvah, so why should osik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah? So up in a siv, we haven't found an example of osik behefsha mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. It's the first case we were talking about. Yeah, what's that? Sorry? Even before Konis, it's a besula. Shulchem mitzvah potem in a sukkah shmur. Right? Shulchem mitzvah potem in a sukkah. Holchei devar mitzvah. What shluchei mitzvah? That's osik v'mitzvah? Osik v'hachshei mitzvah? L'ilmot Torah, l'hak b'pnei rabba. Okay, if he's lomei Torah, shem chachamim, whatever the limud is, but Talmud Torah is the mitzvah, not the halicha to learn. Holchei l'hak b'pnei rabba, the hakbolas p'nei rabba is the mitzvah, not the halicha. So up in the tzib, we find a precedent for such a concept, that osik v'hachshei mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. That's not such an incredible chiddush. And what's the mocker, he says? What's the mocker that even if you're shluchei mitzvah, even if you're osek behechshe mitzvah, you should be part of a mitzvah? He says the drosha is the mocker. M'shivtuch ha-beisecha, b'lechtuch ha-badech, b'leches didachu d'mechai v'shachmana, ha-b'leches d'mitzvah p'tiras. Leches, going to a mitzvah. Is going, traveling, normally considered a mitzvah? Most cases, the traveling is not the mitzvah. You're going to the mitzvah. So can it say, if you see from the pasuk, that even osik beher shemitz is part of a mitzvah. The kash over here is not that kosvei svarim tefillin and mezuzah are only osik beher shemitz. The kash is that lechora they're only osik beher shemitzvah da'achere. That's really the kash. Because mistachah, we're not talking about the sefer writing tefillin for himself. He's writing tefillin for other people. Azoivait so far that someone who's osik behechsha mitzvah of someone else is parted from his own mitzvah, he's parted from kriyishma for himself, tefillin for himself. That's a chiddush. That is a chiddush. Right? So that's the kasha. Just to embellish the kasha that we asked last time. Kasha is not that here they're only osik behechsha mitzvah, so therefore they shouldn't be parted in a mitzvah. No, we find the precedent that osik behechsha mitzvah is parted in a mitzvah. That shluchei mitzvah, b'lech b'chabaderech. But here, they're osik behechsha mitzvah d'achrini. Behechsha mitzvah to someone else. So why should they be potem in a mitzvah? What's more, we ask, what's the hemshech? Or the kayim divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shemayi Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer osik mitzvah potem in a mitzvah. What was this l'kayim? What's this new l'kayim mashenema? What's this l'kayim here? Yeah. Well, we know osik mitzvah is potem in a mitzvah. What's the idea? So we pointed out that the Beis Yosef seems to learn that Reb Hananya ben Akavya's halacha is talking about a situation where if the sofer doesn't write the tefillin, if he doesn't write the mezuzah, then the other individual is not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah is going to be misbata. A person is going on the journey, he's going on his cruise, he's going on a business trip, he needs a pair of tefillin, and if this sofer doesn't write the tefillin, then the individual is not going to have the tefillin. So it's not just that he's osik behechsha mitzvah to someone else, but it's a hechsha mitzvah that is enabling the mitzvah. Without that hechsha mitzvah, the mitzvah is going to be but. That's the idea. Itak is the mitzvah of someone else that we're talking about, but the mitzvah is going to be butel. So this Hechsher Mitzvah is on a special level. It's on a different level. It's a Hechsher Mitzvah. It's impossible to do this mitzvah to someone else because there is no other sofer, and the person is leaving on the trip, so he needs the tefillah now. So that's the Chiddush. That's such a Hechsher Mitzvah, even though it's a Hechsher Mitzvah d'achrini, but it's a Hechsher Mitzvah that really is enabling the mitzvah, and without the sofer doing this, the mitzvah is going to be batel. That's potter min ha-mitzvah. Then he'll be potter from kriyas shma tefillah and tefillah. But stam, a sofer is writing tefillin and mezuzahs, he's also going to Hechsher Mitzvah. So that he won't be potter min ha-mitzvah, because that's a Hechsher Mitzvah d'achrini. That's not a reason to potter him from the mitzvah. I suggested that's the lakayim, that Rabbi Yossi Aglili's statement, Osig mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, sounds like even an Asa Kolda, even if you're only mazmin a mitzvah for someone else, you're only enabling someone else to do a mitzvah, even that's potter min ha-mitzvah. As opposed to the Baraisa that we had on Chav Hei Amad Aleph, Meshivtecha Beisecha Prat La Osig mitzvah, you might think that Osig mitzvah means someone who's Mekayim his own mitzvah. He's not, right? He's Mekayim his own mitzvah. He's doing his own Hechsher mitzvah. Dumi the Chassan, who's Torah in his own Machsheves mitzvah, not someone else's. That's the chiddush over here, that even if you're osek and asek ba'alma in a mitzvah for someone else, you'll be part of that mitzvah as well. That's the pshat in the Bavli. The problem is that there's a Yerushalmi that seems to go against this Bavli. The Beis Yosef quotes that Rabbi Hanani ben Akavio, Rabbi Hanina ben Akavio, they're different yourselves in who this Tana was, but it seems like it's the same person. Yosef says that the Yerushalmi quotes from Rabbi Hanani ben Akavia the exact opposite. It's a little bit of a complicated Yerushalmi there, Shimon bar Yochai and Rabbi Hanani ben Akavia, but just to focus on Rabbi Hanani ben Akavia. They quote in the Yerushalmi that Rabbi Hanani ben Akavia holds that Kishem shemafsikin lekriyish makach mafsikin letfilu letfilu l'shar kol mitzvosei shel Torah. Right? The kosvei tzvam tefillin and mezuzas are mafsik for kriyishma and for tefillah and for tefillin and for all mitzvahs. Mafsik? I thought Reb Hanani ben Akavia says that they're potem in a kriyishma and that tefillin come in some ways better. Yerushalmi is saying punk fakert. Exact opposite. Reb Hanani ben Akavia holds that no, we're mafsik for the mitzvahs. We don't say also the mitzvah potem in a mitzvah by someone who's kosvei tzvam tefillin and mezuzas. It's the Chastira from Bavli to Yerushalmi. What's going on over here? Beis Yosef Kash. And the Beis Yosef Taka assumes it must be a Stira. Yerushalmi argues on the Bavli. It's a different Nusach within Reb Hanani ben Akavia. Comes the Magen Rav and says, maybe there's no Stira. Maybe there's no Stira. What's the answer to the Stira? So says the Magen Avraham. Beis Yosef achas meturetzes bechavrata. And I put the two Beis Yosefs together. Beis Yosef just explained before that Reb Hanani ben Akavia holds kosher sounds to the mezuzahs of turim becomes samas batayra when if it's yishal kaim shneim, right? There's no other sofer. This is a hechsher mitzvah d'achrini, but it's a hechsher mitzvah d'achrini that's going to result in a bittul mitzvah because the other person's not going to do the mitzvah since there's no one else to do this hechsher mitzvah. Talk to Magen Avraham. If you could say that the Yerushalmi's version of Reb Hanani ben Akavia is talking about stomach case. It's efshar idea acher. Because there's another sofer. There's another sofer in Shtot. There's another sofer in the town. We don't need this sofer to do it. The other sofer read Kriyishma already. So it's not a problem. This sofer has not read Kriyishma. So this sofer shouldn't write the tefillin. Let someone else write the tefillin. That's the answer to this theory, says the Magen Avraham. Quotes a Korban Asana like that. You have the Korban Asana, the Magen Avraham say, it's not a steer. What's the base Yosef Hakim? Li nira the Hayushami Marik Shev Shalakaim Shtein. Av Shev Shalakaim Shtein Potter. That's it. It says, Reb Hanina ben Akavia Gufa says in Agama Potter, Yerushalmi says it's Chas. It must be that it's not. That they're two different cases. They're not two different cases. Doch a steer within one sheep. How can that be? Must be the two different cases. That's the Magen Avraham. But the Beis Yosef doesn't go like the Magen Avraham. The Beis Yosef assumes that it's Taka Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. And he needs this. The Beis Yosef needs this steer. Right? He says Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins Taka like like the Bavli. Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Bavli. Stira and Bavli Yerushalmi, between Bavli and Yerushalmi, Beis Yosef doesn't like the Magen Avraham's answer. The Stira between Bavli and Yerushalmi, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Bavli. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins like the Bavli. What comes out is that as we said, if a person is osik in a hechsher mitzvah for someone else, but you can't do it through another individual, so then he's part of a mitzvah. And if it's yeshul asosai de'achem, then he's going to be part. That's the Shulchan Aruch. Right? It's all a function of whether you can do it through someone else. You can do it through someone else, then he's going to be chayev in other mitzvahs, and if you can't do it through someone else, then he's going to be potter. Yeshua.
Yeah, yeah.
Beis Yosef probably feels like that's an ukimta. Yerushalmi doesn't say that that's what we're talking about. Well, one case is talking about this, the other case is talking about that. It doesn't. To say that it's just an ukimta, we always feel like we'd rather give a more fundamental answer. So the fundamental answer is to say that this taka is stir. But before we get to that stir, let's just plug in the Shulchan Aruch once again, right? So the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Magen Avraham, says that if this heksha mitzvah that you're doing, the ksiva svarim of tefillin, can be done by someone else, then you're chayiv in the mitzvah. But if it can't be done through someone else, then you're going to be part of the mitzvah. What kind of a chilek is that? What if it's Efshay de'acherim, then you're going to be chayv. Don't we say by osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, it doesn't matter if someone else can do it? Even if the mitzvah that I'm doing can be done by someone else, but if I'm doing the mitzvah, then I'm potter min ha-mitzvah. No, do we have precedent for that? Do we have any case? No?
Talmud Torah.
Talmud Torah? What? If I'm osik b'talmud Torah, someone else can learn Torah for me?
No, but I'm saying like, ayin de'acherim.
Okay, I'm thinking of another mitzvah. What's the paradigm of this halacha? How do we know that osik mitzvah is part of an mitzvah? From a pasuk, by what? Chasen, okay, kriyishma, or? Korban Pesach. What's the case of Korban Pesach? How did the Gemara explain the case of Korban Pesach? Meis mitzvah, right? But not a real meis mitzvah. Remember the Turi Evan and Rashi? Not a real meis mitzvah, but rather what? Right, a kvura sameis, right? Some kind of krovim that you're going to bury the mace. But do you have to do that kvura? Who could have done the kvura? Nashim, oktanim. That's not to be by you. That's the chiddush, that even though someone else can do it for you, but you're allowed to be osik b'mitzvah, even though by doing that you'll become tummy, then you won't be able to bring the korban pesach. Don't you see from that gemara that even if your mitzvah can be done by someone else, we still say osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. If you get involved in the mitzvah, you're allowed to get involved in that mitzvah, even though as a result of that, another mitzvah is going to be potter. Right? Osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. Even if you can do the mitzvah that you're involved in through someone else. What's the Beis Yosef saying? Right? This is the yisod of the sugya according to the Beis Yosef. That if it's yefshel akayim shneim, yefshel asosai de'achayim, then you're allowed to be osik in the mitzvah, and you'll be potter min ha-mitzvah. But if someone else can do it, then you're not allowed to be osik in the mitzvah. It's not against the Gemara. The Gemara on Chafei Amud Beis. What's going on over here? What's the answer? This is a special case. What's the case?
It's a case where it's not your mitzvah.
It's not your mitzvah. First of all, it's a hechsher mitzvah. Okay, but hechsher mitzvah and mitzvah are really the same for this halacha. It's a hechsher mitzvah d'achrini. It just emphasizes the point. It's someone else's mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah for them. Right? I'm doing the hechsher mitzvah, so they can do the mitzvah. Over there, says the Magen Avraham, the Shulchan Aruch should be mechalek. Right? There could be a chiluk that if you can do this hechsher mitzvah through someone else, then you don't be bottle from another mitzvah. And we don't say osik mitzvah is part of another mitzvah. But if you can't do it through someone else, then taka, you'll be potter min ha-mitzvah, even though you're only osik b'hechsher mitzvah d'achri. Okay, this is all the Shulchan Aruch. Yes?
When your shop, this was just an answer for the Beis Yosef, no?
We were working with the Beis Yosef, but then the Magen Avraham says what the Beis Yosef is nidchak, and the Yerushalmi is not a chiluk, it's not a dochek, it's not a problem. There's no machlokes b'avli Yerushalmi. It's a function of whether it's efshel kaim shneim or it's efshel kaim shneim. So we're just explaining that that the whole, this whole chiddush is based on the fact that there's a hechsher mitzvah d'achrini. Hechsher mitzvah d'achrini is only going to patter you from another mitzvah if no one else can do this hechsher mitzvah d'achrini.
But aren't his words kish efshel kaim shteihem?
Yeah, but what is efshel kaim shteihem? This is a misnomer. It's not the efshel kaim shteihem. It's not the efshel kaim shteihem that we had before. It's that if this hechsher mitzvah can be done by someone, not that you can do both of them. But if this hechsher mitzvah can be done by someone else, then you're not potter min hamitzvah.
But I always think he's referring to the Beis Yosef's own answer from before, where wasn't that where he's going to vote tomorrow?
Right. So he says, Masha nidcha ka Beis Yosef within the Yerushalmi, I don't think that's a dochik, says the Magen Avraham. You don't have to say, like the Beis Yosef says, that there's a steer between Bavli and Yerushalmi. You can be miyashim, that they're sitting together, sitting pretty together. Right? But the case of the Yerushalmi is where it's efshel l'kayim shteihem. There's someone else that can do this hechsher mitzvah d'acher. So therefore, I shouldn't do it. But as we said, the Beis Yosef argues with the Magen Avraham, and he says that the answer to Bavli Yerushalmi is that it's a stira. It's not an answer. It's not a yishuv to fit them together, but rather it's a stira between the two. Why does the Beis Yosef feel so compelled to say there's a stira between Bavli Yerushalmi? The answer is Rambam. Right? The Beis Yosef is troubled with the Rambam. Because the Rambam leaves out the halacha. He leaves out Reb Hananya ben Akavya. The Kosi Sarb Tilim Azuzis are a part of Mikol Mitzvah Moris Batara. So Frek the Beis Yosef, how can he leave it out? It's the Mefurash Gemara. Why would he leave it out? So he suggests, but the Yushami is Fakat. Yushami quotes Reb Hananya ben Akavya as saying the opposite of what he says in the Bavli. So the Beis Yosef, maybe the Rambam passes like the Yushami against the Bavli. So saying that there's a stira, a machloikis between Bavli and Yerushalmi, is to the advantage of the Beis Yosef. He wants to say that to explain the Rambam, because if not, then the Rambam is gor shver. How is the Rambam mashmit the din? It just leaves it out. The answer is this: a Yerushalmi faker. So if the Yerushalmi argues, the Rambam can pass him like the Yerushalmi. Frek the Mishkan is Yankiv. The Rambam's going to pass him like the Yerushalmi in the face of the Bavli? I know, sometimes the Rambam picks on Yerushalmis, he'll follow a Yerushalmi, but when there's Mamash Astira Gluya, the same Tana, there's a version in the Bavli, a version in Yerushalmi, the Rambam chooses the Yerushalmi? Stach Pilei Pliyim. That's the Beis Yosef's answer. It's very difficult. Very difficult. So up to Mishkan is Yaakov. What's the Kasha on the Rambam? But the Rambam chose the Yerushalmi. Okay, there's a Astira between Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Rambam's not Paskin like the Yerushalmi. The Rambam is paskening like all the other Tannaim who argue against Reb Hananya ben Akavya. Maybe that's what he's doing. Reb Hananya ben Akavya is saying that even if I don't have a chiyuv mitzvah, this is a hechsher mitzvah d'acherim, still osik mitzvah is part of a mitzvah. That's the whole chiddush of the sugi, the way that we're presenting it. Who says the Rambam submits to such a chiddush? The Yerushalmi argues, but forget the Yerushalmi. The other Tanoi might also argue. We had a Braisa before. Right? We had a Braisa that teaches me that Osig Mitzvah Patim and Mitzvah is learned from Kriyishma. Then we had another Braisa that learned Osig Mitzvah Patim and Mitzvah from Shechitas Karban Pesach. Are we talking about a Hechsher Mitzvah Litzorech Acher in those Braises? No. Talk to Mishkan Zach, or maybe the Rambam will hide behind those Braises. It's not just the Yerushalmi. There are other Tanoim who seem to claim that even if Hechsher Mitzvah, Osik Hechsher Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah, we're not Osik Hechsher Mitzvah d'Acherim. Azoy Vait, so far, that we're not going to go. The other Tanoim assume that Osik Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah, Osik Hechsher Mitzvah, your Hechsher Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah, but not Hechsher Mitzvah d'Acherim. Hananya ben Akavya here in the Bavli, Chavav, that's the only Tana that we know of who says that even Osik Hechsher Mitzvah d'Acherim is part of the Mitzvah. So Efshim and Kenzogim, that what the Rambam holds, the Rambam is not just picking Yerushalmi against the Bavli. No, he's picking all the other Tanaim in the Bavli, who argue against Reb Hananya ben Akavya, and they claim that Osik Mitzvah is part of a mitzvah only if someone is Osik in his own mitzvah, or Osik in his own Hechsher mitzvah. But Osik in Hechsher mitzvah d'achrini, that's Reb Hananya ben Akavya's Chiddush here in the Bavli, and the Rambam Paskas, like the other Tanaim, not just the Yerushalmi, but the other Tanaim who argue against him here in the Bavli. Okay. This is all one approach to the sugya, that Reb Hananya ben Akavya is teaching us that Osek Behechshe Mitzvah D'Acherim is Potter Min HaMitzvah. But if you look at Rashi, there might be a simpler pshat in the Haggadah. Now that we've had a lot of development in the sugya, let's go back to Rashi. That should be the point of departure. Sometimes you can't appreciate godless of what Rashi is saying until you see the other in the first. What does Rashi say? Tagrei. One of the cases, right? Not post Svar, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. Hain, the Tagrei, and the Tagrei, Tagrei, and they're all potim in HaMitzvah. What does Rashi say? Halokhim mehen kedei limkar ulhamtzion letzorech lohem. Latzorech lohem. The Tagorim are buying from the Kosei Svar, Tefillin, and Mezuzahs. Kedei limkar ulhamtzion letzorech lohem. To provide for other people. Okay, that's what Tagorim do. I mean, like, what's the big Chiddush of Rashi? Rashi is defining, you know, what a merchant is, what a businessman is. Just go to Sai Simba. The Rashi. Yeah, but a businessman, you know, would buy and sell. You figure out, you know, who needs what, and you buy and sell what's needed in the shuk. What's Rashi saying? Comes the Magen Avraham. It says, no, Rashi is saying a big Chiddush of Rashi. Rashi is saying a big Chiddush of Rashi. What's that? The Tagorim. Rashi could have stopped with Kedei Limkar. Halokhim mehen Kedei Limkar. In fact, Rashi could have stopped without saying anything, because we know what Tagarim are. You know what a Tagar is? Tagar is a merchant. I know what a merchant does. I didn't need a Rashi over here. Zogdim Magen Avraham, what's Rashi saying? The Tagarim are buying Kedei Limkar ulaham tzion latzarech lahem. They're buying in order to make the tefillin available for other people. Mashmadim osa kedei lehistaker bo lo mikri osa k'mitzvah. Says the Magen Avraham, it sounds from Rashi that osa k'mitzvah is part of an amitzvah only if someone is doing it b'chinam. But if he's doing it b'schar, he's not called an osa k'mitzvah. Not an osa k'mitzvah. It is a hechsha mitzvah, right? The buying and the writing, the buying, the selling, it is enabling someone to do a mitzvah. But for the status of Osik v'mitzvah, that he'll be potem in a mitzvah, Zot Magen Avraham from Rashi, you get the impression that it's not going to apply unless they're mistaker b'chinam. B'chinam? Aye, the Gemara in the Dorim says that machzir aveda is an Osik v'mitzvah. You know that if he's Osik in the tzarche aveda, to be menar the aveda, he's potem in a mitzvah, he doesn't have to give the pruta to the ani, right? We discussed at great length. But the Gemara says that the Machzer Aveda, the Meshiv Aveda, is allowed to charge for his services. It sounds like he's an Osek B'mitzvah, even though he does get Tzchar. No, it's not a kasha. First of all, the Machzer Aveda can only charge his Tzchar Batolim. Now, he doesn't really charge for profit. Tzchar Batolim, he's not able to do a regular job, right? He can't be a watchman, he can't do even a simple job. You're taking him away from any work. So that he can charge the minimal amount. That's not really schar for profit. Or he suggests his ikar kavon is to be meshiv the aveda, not to make the schar. But if the tagorim are selling the tefillin for schar, that's called selling for schar. We don't call them oskim b'mitzvah because their ikar kavon is for schar. The ikar kavon is for schar. Then you're not called oskim b'mitzvah. You're called osik b'schar b'melocha. Magen Avraham has a big chiddush, right? He's saying, according to Rashi, what comes out is that osik b'mitzvah potem in HaMitzvah is only if you're doing it b'chinam. Not if you're doing it, not b'chinam, but only if you're getting the schar batolim. You're getting a schar, or maybe even if they're getting regular schar, but they're doing it for cost. Right? They're buying and selling at cost. It's not, right? They're buying it at cost from the sofer, and they're selling it at cost. They're not making a profit over here. According to the Magen Avraham's Diyuk and Rashi, maybe what Reb Hananya ben Akavya is telling us is that someone who's kosev svarim with tefillin and the tagarim with svarim with tefillin, you know what they're part of in a mitzvah? Because they're mamish osik the mitzvah right now. It's their own mitzvah. It's not just the mitzvah of someone else. What's the mitzvah? Tzarchei Rabbim. Someone who's osik with tzarchei Rabbim is doing a mitzvah right now. True that they're enabling someone to be mekayim a mitzvah in the future, but being osik b'tzarchei rabim might be viewed as a mitzvah even now. A mitzvah even now. Salah. Not just because it's it's a gemilas chasad. But tzorchei rabim has its own status. Tzorchei rabim might also be considered a mitzvah. And we know from the Shulchan Aruch that osik b'tzorchei rabim is not a mitzvah. That's the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim and Simon Sadi Gimel. That was that the Shulchan Aruch going on the Taz and the Drisha that we had, right? Not that it's relating to the Taz and the Drisha, but that's the source of the halacha that the Drisha is discussing. The osik b'tzorchei tzibur ka osik b'torah dami. The din of osik mitzvah applies to osik b'tzorchei tzibur. Ken zayin, if the kosher yisrael tefillin and mezuzahs and the tagarin are doing it at cost, they're really doing it lahamtzion la'achad. They're not doing it b'schar. So the view is osik b'tzorchei tzibur. Osik b'tzorchei rabim. Maybe osik b'tzorchei rabim is called a mitzvah. It's their mitzvah. They're osik b'tzorchei rabim. They're not just enabling someone else, but we view them as being oskim and mitzvah themselves. So maybe that's the simple answer, the simplest answer. That's why they're part of a mitzvah, because it's their own mitzvah, so to speak. They're osik b'tzorchei tzibur, and someone who's osik b'tzorchei tzibur is going to be part of a mitzvah. Okay. Questions? Yeah.
That's the case unless the
Kiddush
are knowing that people who are osik
and mitzvah. The idea is that if a person is kosvei svarim tefillin and mezuzahs, he's osik b'tzorchei tzibur. This is a mitzvah that obviously is not your own mitzvah, because you don't need multiple pairs of tefillin and mezuzahs. If you're osik, the whole chiddush is if you're osik b'tzorchei tzibur, then you're part of a mitzvah, even though it's not your personal mitzvah, you would think. But if it's osik b'tzorchei tzibur, then, and that's why even the tagar, right, they're not actually writing the tefillin and the mezuzahs, so why should they be part of? The answer is they're all osik b'tzorchei tzibur. Osik b'tzorchei tzibur is part of the mitzvah. That's not Tzorchei Rabim. Tzorchei Rabim is a different thing. Tzorchei Rabim is not just for one person. It's that you're, it's viewed as a Tzorchei Rabim. Here you're being a Sameach Achas, and that's a different mitzvah. Right? That's a mitzvah in and of itself. Here you're not really doing a mitzvah per se, but it's called Tzorchei Rabim. Maybe Tzorchei Rabim takes on a different stance. Okay, let's go weiter to the next piece. Tanurava. Holchei b'yachin b'yom, p'tur minasukah b'yom, b'chayav b'alayla. Holchei d'rachim b'alayla, p'tur minasukah b'alayla, b'chayav b'yom. Holchei d'rachim b'yom u'v'alayla, p'tur minasukah b'yom b'yom u'v'ayn b'alayla. Holchei l'dvar mitzvah, p'tur minasukah b'yom u'v'ayn b'alayla. Ki yadu rav chistav rabba barafuna, ke avu aile b'shapsa d'riglu, l'bei resh kalusa, v'gon araksa d'sur, armi anan shluchim mitzvah anan p'tur. This brisa, as we've seen before, outlines the rule of holchei drachim. Holchei dvar harishus, holchei mitzvah. So holchei dvar harishus are potter only when they're holich. When they're travelers, then they're going to be potter. If it's for dvar harishus, they're potter only when they're traveling. So it's a function of whether they're traveling by yom or by laila, one or the other, or both. But holchei mitzvah, shluchei mitzvah, they're potter ben bayom ben balayla. So we discussed that at great length. When are shluchei mitzvah potter ben bayom ben balayla? They're not traveling balayla, so why should they be potter? Machlokes harishon. Some rishonim hold that they're only potter balayla if by being osek b'sukkah balayla, by sitting in the sukkah balayla, they'll be mevatel the mitzvah bayom. And who said that? They'll be misbatel from the mitzvah. Tosfos, exactly the same, right? Tosfos says, if it's the Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, right? If they'll be misbatel from the mitzvah, they won't be able to travel as well by day, then they're part of Balayla. And Rashi also felt that it's Efshel L'Kayim, it has to be Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, but Rashi here explained a little differently, that they're trudim or dogi b'machsharas ha-mitzvah b'tikunel, that they're thinking about the journey Balayla. It's not because they won't be able to travel the next day as well, but right now they're osik mitzvah because they're tarred b'machsheves ha-mitzvah. But also Rashi holds it has to be Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. And the Ran says, no, the Ran says differently, that even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, they're still part of the mitzvah. Even if it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, why they part of by tzitzis and tefillin, they're not doing anything, they're certainly chayav by tzitzis, let's say. Tzitzis, you're just wearing the tzitzis. You have another mitzvah. So here, what are they doing? Balayla, not doing anything. So says the Rano, but they're still on the journey. They're still in the middle of the shlichus. to this. Still on the journey, in the middle of the process, even though they're not actively doing anything about the journey at night, they're still part of an avitzah going to the Ram. As opposed to tzitzis, you've already put it on, it's over, it's just sitting on you. You're not in the middle of a shlichus litzarech mitzvah. So therefore, by tzitzis, you're going to be chay. Okay, these are the different shittas about shluchay mitzvah. Let's look at the first part of the brayse. Holchei, stam holchei drachim. What's the din of holchei drachim for dvar harishus? So the brayse says it depends when they're traveling. What's the p'tur of holchei drachim? Shluchay mitzvah, we know what the p'tur is. Osik mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. But what's the p'tur of holchei drachim for dvar harishus? So comes Taisus and says, holchei drachim bayom. Kol ze nafka miteishu came to do. Basukos teishu shivas yamim teishu came to do. Shekeshem shodam beveso eno nimna milotzeis laderech. Just like someone who's living in his home doesn't hold back from going out on a journey. So too, someone who's living in the sukkah is allowed to go on a journey and he's parted from sitting in the sukkah. And then Tosus also quotes mitztair, teishu came to do is also a plur for mitztair. We'll get to that later. But Holchei Drachim says Taisus is a p'tur based on Teishu Kentadur. The people go on a journey. They go on a trip. And when they go on a trip, they're not living in their house. So during Sukkot, you can go on a trip and you have to live in your sukkah. You can eat outside the sukkah. You can sleep outside the sukkah because it's normal. Teishu Kentadur. The Chayovin Balayla says Taisus. The p'turim b'yom b'dechayav b'alayla, the next time, says, k'shadam lon b'alayla b'yishuv. And a person is lon b'alayla b'yishuv, he's sleeping in the yishuv, he's traveling on the road, there's no yishuv, there is no sukkah, there is potter. But when he comes to the yishuv, he's not traveling anymore, he comes to the yishuv, comes to the community, so then he has to sit in the sukkah there. Comes to the yishuv, says Taisus. Zokhtan Mogen Avram, what yishuv are we talking about? Or any yishuv, it comes to, you know, a residential area. He's not going to stay on the road in the middle of the night. There were bandits on the road, other things on the road. You're not going to sleep on the road. Right? There were no hotels on the road, motel, you know, an inn. He has to go off the road. So he comes to the yishuv. Comes to the yishuv. Says the Magen Avraham, you get the impression from Taisvis that even if the yishuv is a yishuv akum, it's not just a yishuv Yisrael, a Jewish community. You don't always find a Jewish community on the side of the road. You want to go to some inhabited area. It's dangerous to be on the road in the middle of the night. But Yishuv Yisrael, Yishuv Akum, whatever it is, you'll come to the Yishuv at night. Come to the Yishuv at night, right? You can come to the Yishuv Akum at night. There's a sukkah there. There's a sukkah. The guy built a sukkah. Sukkah's Ganvach. The guy built a sukkah, stamina, right? Normal cases as that. Sukkah's Ganvach is a strange situation. Goy built the sukkah. So where's the sukkah? What sukkah? You chayv sit in the sukkah b'layla. What sukkah? Whose sukkah? What are you? Dr. Magen Avraham, if you read Tosis carefully, the chayav b'layla means you come to a yishuv. And Mustami is talking about any yishuv, not just the yishuv Yisrael, but even a yishuv Akum. You get the impression that holchei drachim b'layla are chayv to build a sukkah. If you have a sukkah, matov. If there's a sukkah in the yishuv, it's a yishuv Yisrael, and they have a sukkah, then great. If they don't have a sukkah, they chayev to build a sukkah. Because Mestamu were talking about even if you come to the yishuv of a goy, yishuv akum, yishuv of goyim, and in most circumstances there isn't going to be a sukkah there. So there isn't going to be a sukkah there. How can we say you chayev? Must be a chayev to build a sukkah. Chayev to build part of the chiyuv of holchei drachim balayla, since they're not holchei derech balayla. They only went out for a dvar rishus, and they're not holchei derech balayla. The mashma the tzarech lasses lo sham sukkah, says the Magen Avraham. A diuk from Taisvis. But the Lavush disagrees. Magen Avraham quotes the Lavush, who says, no, you're not chayav to make a sukkah bein ha'akum. What does it mean, chayav and balayla? That means if there is a sukkah, says the Lavush, if there's a sukkah there, you're chayav to sit in the sukkah. If there's no sukkah there, you're not chayav to build a sukkah. In fact, the Magen Avraham, how does the Lavush can explain Taisvis? Isn't Taisvis talking about any yishuv? Yishuv even of Akum? Well, what does the Lavush mean? You don't have a chiv to build a sukkah? What sukkah is going to be there by yishuv Akum? What sukkah is going to be there by yishuv Akum? What's more, Frechter Magen Avraham, what's Lavush saying? Yeah, you want an answer?
Yeah, I just don't know if there's a problem in general. You walk in yishuv, you mean yishuv
Yisra'el. Right, exactly. That's the simple answer to the kasha. Right? So the simple answer to the Magen Avraham's diyuk is who says we're talking about Yishev Akum? The Magen Avraham thinks it's the Yishev Stam, even Yishev Akum. Lavush will say it's the Yishev Yisra'el. But fact the Magen Avraham, noch, even further, noch akasha. He says, according to the Lavush, what's the difference between Bayom and Balayla? He says, according to me, I get it. Holchei drachim bayom, machay av mesukah. Balayla not. Holchei drachim bayom, they're on the journey. They don't have to build a sukkah, they can eat. Holchei drachim balayla, they come to the yishuv, they have to build a sukkah. That's the chiluk between bayom and balayla. But according to you, Lavush, that you claim that they don't have to build a sukkah, even balayla, so what's the difference? Holchei drachim bayom, they're allowed to eat, they don't have to wait until they have a sukkah, right? If there is no sukkah, they don't have to sit in the sukkah. The stomach, if there's a sukkah right there, they have to sit in the sukkah, bayom. There's no sukkah, they don't have to wait for a sukkah. But you claim Balayla is the same thing, that if there's a sukkah there, then they have to sit in the sukkah. But if there's no sukkah there, they don't have to build a sukkah. So what's the difference between Bayom and Balayla according to you? According to me, it's great, because Bayom, they don't have to build a sukkah. Balayla, they don't have to build a sukkah. That's a good distinction. But according to you, what's the chiluk between Bayom and Balayla? They don't have to wait for a sukkah either way. If there's a sukkah, they should sit in the sukkah. If not, they don't have to sit in the sukkah. So what's the chiluk between Bayom and Balayla? Is that really such a kasha against the Lavush? Is that really a kasha at all? The Halacha points out the Lavush could answer very simply that Bayom, they don't have to be matriach themselves to find the sukkah. But Balayla, they have to put in the tircha to find the sukkah. If they can't find the sukkah after tircha, after they carve, they don't have to build a new sukkah. They have to build a sukkah for themselves, but at least the tircha. Bayom, they're traveling, so Teshu Kedadur tells me they don't have to be matriach, but Balayla, they have to put in the tircha to find the sukkah. But the Avram's kashas are not so compelling against the Lavush. We can answer both of them. Right? The diuk from Taisus, not such a diuk. Maybe it's Yishuv Yisra. In those times, they didn't want to go to a Yishuv Akum. A Yisra is going to knock on the door of a Yishuv Akum. He's going to come to Yishuv. They wanted to go to a Yishuv Yisra, so maybe we're talking about a Yishuv Yisra. What's the chiluk between Bayom and Balayla? The chiluk is whether you have to put in the tircha to find the sukkah. Bayom? Nay. Balayla? Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah points out in the Bir Halacha that the chorif from the Loshen of the Ramah, it's mashma like the Lavush. It's mashma a little bit like the Lavush. Magen Avraham has a diuk from Tosfos, which we're not convinced of. But the Ramah sounds like the Lavush more than the Magen Avraham. What does the Ramah say? Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tav Resh Mem Siv Ches writes, Holchei Drachim Bayom Peturim and Asukah Bayom V'Chayachim Balayim. On that, the Ramah says, V'davka k'shiyuchlu limtso sukkah, havlim eina motzim sukkah yuchlu leilech ledarkam av shlo yoshm v'lo lo yom v'lo layla k'shayim os hashan shina meniach darkam yishun beis. What does Ramah say? Davka k'shiyuchlu limtso sukkah, only if you can find the sukkah. But if you can't find the sukkah, then you have to sit in the sukkah. What's Ramah say? According to the Magen Avraham, it's not just if you can find the sukkah. The chayavim balayla to build a sukkah. To build a sukkah. That's not what the Ramah says. Davka k'shiyuchlu limtso sukkah. Avlam eina motzim sukkah, then they don't have to sit in the sukkah. The Halacha says it sounds like the Lavush more than the Magen Avraham. He says the Prima Gadim explains according to the Magen Avraham, you have to reinterpret the Ramah. Davka k'shiyuchlu limtso sukkah means k'shiyuchlu laso sukkah. Right? If they can do it, if they can't make the sukkah, so then they're potter. It's not what the Ramah says. Ramah says dafka kashiyuchlu limtso sukkah. It sounds like a sukkah is there. Have the sukkah being there, then they don't have to build a sukkah. It sounds more like the Lavush than the Magen Avraham. And the Bir Halacha at the end says he found that the Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam says it beferish. Right? The Bir Halacha did not have the Frankel Rambam, so he found the Rabbeinu Manoach in the Ksav Yad. Right, but now that we have a Frankel Rambam, we have the whole Saviyat in front of us. What's the lashon of the Rabbeinu Manoach? So he quotes it here: "V'chayavim ba'layla imagim l'makom sheyesh sham sukkah, aval imdorim ba'layla b'makom goyim shein sham sukkah p'tur." It's not much beforeish, right? Rabbeinu Manoach beferish writes that if they come to a yishuv akum where there's no sukkah, then they're potter even ba'layla, like the Lavush against the Magen Avraham. Josh.
Magen Avraham's main is
Yishuv Akum.
build the sukkah. Why does it matter if you have to be sure or not? If you have to build the sukkah, who cares if you're on the street line?
No, the idea of coming to Yishuv means you're not on the road anymore. If you're not on the road anymore, so then you have to build a sukkah. But if you're on the road, then you're part of building a sukkah. Okay, that's what he's assuming. It's interesting. The Lashon of the Rabbeinu Manor, Lashon of the Ramah sounds like the Levush. The Magen Avraham would have you believe that the Lashon of Tosfah sounds more like him. What's the Machloikis, the Magen Avraham and the Levush? But the whole Chederech Balayla has to build a sukkah. Don't have to build a sukkah. What's the svar? What's the machlokes? What's the levush saying that they shouldn't have to build a sukkah balayla? Why shouldn't have to build a sukkah balayla? Not whole chidrachim. Why shouldn't have to build a sukkah balayla? So comes the levush himself and he explains. Levush explains himself. He doesn't just leave you with a sheet, leave you hanging. He tells you what the pshat is. What's the pshat? Right, where is it? Simen Tafresh Mem Sivches. Right, that was the page that was missing, the phantom page in the Mamakonks. Page 5. And it goes from page 4 to page 6. I guess the copier, sort of like swallowed up. We pulled 4 and 5 together, and somehow we missed 5. Let's go to productions. Okay. So what does it say on that page 5, the email on page 5? Levush and Sivches says, Vimlon, the second to last line. Vimlon b'mokom goyim shen shem sukkah b'sodeh poter gam b'layla. Josh, he says, oh b'sodeh. Also b'sodeh, you would have to build a sukkah. Ve'eino tzorech lasos lo shem sukkah l'diru. No, you don't have to build a sukkah. There's a sukkah there, so then sit in the sukkah. You have to build a sukkah as a plumash. Why? She'ein lecha torach v'tzar godol mizeh im lechayvenu lasos lo sukkah b'sodeh o ben agoyim. The leishiva. There's no greater torah than forcing the guy to build a sukkah. What's this? Because if the whole tour of holchei drachim is teishu came to aduru, then a person goes out on a journey. He's not going to stay home all the time. So he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to build a sukkah while he's traveling. We're not mechayvim to build a sukkah. He's chayv to build a sukkah at home, but we're not mechayvim to build a sukkah on the road. So if the reason why he's not chayav to build a sukkah on the road is because of teishu came to duru, because people go out on a journey, zokta levush, the same tour of teishu came to duru should apply b'yishuv if there is no sukkah. But we're going to be mechayav him to build a sukkah b'yishuv. Ein lecha torach v'tzar gadol mizeh. He's on the road. What's he going to do? He's going to wait 4 hours. They didn't have the pop-up sukkahs. Right? There were no pop-up sukkahs. It took time. You had to get your wood. You had to... you didn't have the interlocking, plastic pieces that you can carry in the back of your donkey, or your wagon or whatever. It took time. What, 3 or 4 hours? He's gonna be osik in binyan asuka. Right? He has to remember all the shirim about gurasik mechitzta and tzrich and liga and all the coolness. And it takes time. Teishu kein tadur ein lecha torah v'tzar gadol mizeh. If you're going to pater holchei drachim bayom because of teishu kein toduru, maishna balayla mi bayom, it's also a problem with teishu kein toduru. If you have to build a sukkah balayla. If you don't have to build a sukkah balayla, but it's just a tircha to find a sukkah, that is kein toduru. Right, a person comes home, it's a little bit of a tircha to get things together, but okay, a person sleeps in his home, but if it's a tircha to get it together, then okay, whatever, then it's a... Then we can understand that the holchei drachim balayla should be part of it. They don't have to build a sukkah. They're holchei drachim, so they shouldn't have to build a sukkah. Teishu kein tadur. That's the levushes svar. It's a ptur of teishu kein tadur. Even balayla we should apply teishu kein tadur because it's such a torah to build a sukkah. That's what the Bir Halacha quotes from the Big Dayesha and the Chayot. Avol bebid deyesh v'chayadam etzadim k'divri alavush demitzorech lasa sukkah im kein yamu barov alaylo al kapodem etzashos v'lo havi zeh kein tadur. So the bebush that the hochei drachim balaylo achayah but not to build a sukkah, that's because teishu kein taduru. It's too much of a tircha. Ein lecha torah v'tzad godlum zeh teishu kein taduru should tell me that your potter is balay. Sounds like a great svar. So why does the Magen Avraham argue? What's the svar of the Magen Avraham? Teishu kein tadur. How can the Magen Avraham say that you're chayav to build a sukkah of balayla? What do you think? the Magen Avraham going to say? Teishu keir tadu, ein lecha Torah v'tzar gadol mizeh. So I think the answer is, the Magen Avraham assumes that holchei drachim balayla, holchei drachim bayom, when they come to the yishuv balayla, they're not holchei drachim. Poka minei shem holchei derech. They're not called holchei drachim. If they're not traveling, they're not holchei derech. The tour of holchei drachim of teishu keir tadu is only if they're holchei drachim. But if they're not traveling, they're not holchei drachim. They're no different than someone who's bevesa. Is there any havamina that someone who's in his home is potter from building a sukkah because of tircha, because of tzara? It's ridiculous. Now, even if a person didn't build a sukkah at the beginning of Yom Tov, so, okay, according to some tanoim, the sukkah has to be for Shiva Yom, but we don't pass them like that. We don't pass them like that, right? So if someone didn't build a sukkah before Yom Tov and he's home, he doesn't have to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed to sit in the sukkah. Of course he has to build a sukkah. What's the shaila? He's home, so he has to build a sukkah. The Magen Avraham assumes that holchei drachim bayom, when they come to the yishuv balayla, poka minayu shem holchei drachim. The shem holchei derech is batel. If the shem holchei derech is batel, they're like a person, beveso. If he's beveso, so then it doesn't matter that it's a tzara or a tircha to build a sukkah. The Torah is mechayev, basukos teishu shivas yomim, you have to build a sukkah. That's the Magen Avraham svar. Of course you have to build a sukkah. You're not a holchei derech balayla, because you're only traveling bayom. Balayla, you're not a holchei derech. So then we don't apply teishu keir tadu. It's like your home. If you don't have a shem holchei derech, then avada, you should have to build a sukkah. Apparently what the Levush is assuming is what? That the shem holchei drachim is not paka balayla. It doesn't leave balayla. Why not? Why not? They're still on the journey. They're not actually traveling, but they're still be'emsa the shlichus, right? Like that svar of the Ran. They're still on the trip. So if they're still on the trip, they're called holchei drachim. So the ptur of holchei drachim should still apply.
No.
So he has a shame holchei drachim. So this idea that we take into account his tzar and tircha, the inyan zed that he doesn't have to build a sukkah. That much I can see. But he's chayev balayla because since he's not actually traveling, then he's chayev to put in the tircha to get to a sukkah. He's chayev to put in the tircha to get to the sukkah. But to say that he's like an odom beveso, that we're not going to say. So much so that he's chayev to build a sukkah, that far we're not going to go. He still is in the middle of his journey. But since he's not actually on the journey, we will be machayev him to be torech. We'll be machayev him to put in the tircha. Because maybe what the Levush holds is that people who are not traveling, right? They are. It is normal to put in a basic level of tircha, but to put in such a significant tircha and tsar, that's not ke'en tadur. Right? We'll be mechayev him to look for the sukkah, to put in a tircha to look for the sukkah. But because he's still in the journey of holchei drachim, we're not going to be mechayev him to build a sukkah. Only someone at home is chayev to build a sukkah. Someone who's away from home is never going to be chayev to build a sukkah. Yes, Yosef. It just says chayavim balayla. So we don't know what chayavim balayla means. That's what the poskim are debating. Does chayavim balayla mean they have to sit in the sukkah to be toreach to find the sukkah? Or does it even mean they have to do kol tatztiki, anything that they have to do to get to the sukkah, even to build a sukkah? That's what I'm thinking. I'm not sure. They call them holchei drachim. So holchei drachim bayom p'turim min ha-sukkah bayom v'chayavim balayla. So does that mean that they're not holchei drachim balayla? That's the question. Question is the shame holchei drachim completely paka, or is it enough paka that they have to be tareach, but it's not so batel that they would have to actually build a sukkah? David.
Can you say that, according to the Bush, since they're going out for a bar shus, then you can say that this bar shus, that it's similar to in a way to a holchei mitzvah, because by holchei mitzvah they don't need to find the sukkah. So to over here, they don't need to find a sukkah because they're on their way. But according to the Magen Avraham, that it's not someone to open mitzvah. That because it's not, they're going for rishus. They're not, they have to, when they go out for their rishus, they have to go find the sukkah. They have to make sure that at night they find the sukkah. That it's,
I'm not sure that we should compare Shluchei Mitzvah to Halchei Drachim, because the P'tur of Shluchei Mitzvah is also the Mitzvah Chotam HaMitzvah. It's a different kind of P'tur. Right? It's a different kind of P'tur. So it's a P'tur that as long as they're on the journey, they're called Oskin B'Mitzvah, and for the different reasons we gave, they'll be Chotam HaMitzvah. But Halchei Drachim are Chotam because of Teshu Kein Tadur. It's a different type of P'tur. So I'm not sure that you can compare it to. Yes?
It might be a little bit like David saying, that refute what the Magen Avraham is saying, or how I understand the Magen Avraham, that once they get at night, when they're not actually traveling, that, right, we're pakmanim shim halchei drachim, so you're saying you wouldn't be able to apply that to, like, to, yeah. Because maybe at night when they're not traveling, they don't have shim halchei drachim.
No, if I cared, but if... So let's take one of the shittas. Let's say we take Tosas' shita, that Shluchei Mitzvah Ptur and even Balayla, because it's Yiv Shalakayim Shneim, they'll be Mispatla from the Mitzvah Bayom if they sit in the Sukkah Balayla. So that's a different kind of Ptur. There's no idea that the Holchei Drachim for Edvar Rishus are going to be put them in a Sukkah Balayla because they'll be Mispatla from the journey Bayom. Who cares about the journey Bayom? That's not a Torah value. Right. But here, Shluchei Mitzvah, since they're on a journey of a mitzvah, so I can understand that the Torah considers that significant, that if they'll be mispata from the mitzvah bayom, by sitting in the sukkah balayla, then they'll be part of balayla. It's a different value, so therefore the p'tur is going to be much more expensive. Rashi here adds another wrinkle to the sukkah. Once again, right, we keep on seeing that Rashi adds extra wrinkles to the sukkah. When a holchei drachim p'tur min asukah, holchei drachim b'yom p'tur min asukah b'yom, says Rashi, d'chsid basukas teishu ke'en yeshivas beisim. K'shem shekol ashon einu nimna nileches baderach b'schora, kakla imos achag, she'enu yomtuf, lo hitzvichu akasuv limnoa. Just like a person goes out on his journey, b'schora, he'll go on business. So the Torah didn't tell him not to go out on business during sukkahs. What's interesting about the Rashi? What does he add? Rashi talks about business, right? He adds schor. The word is schor. Mileches b'derech b'schor. Tosis doesn't mention schor. Tosis says kol zeh nafka miteshu kein todur shekshem shadam beveso eno nimna milotzeis laderech. Dat. People go out on the road. Doesn't say b'derech schor. He just says, Lotzeis Ladarach, to go out. Rabbeinu Menach also doesn't mention Schar. Mi sherotza leilech b'derach b'chag, holech v'lo yimna mipnei ha-sukkah. Leilech b'derach. Rabbeinu Menach, like Tosus, doesn't mention anything about Schar. Just says that holchei drachim ha-pturim. It doesn't say anything about Schar. From Rashi, you get the impression that perhaps holchei drachim are not going to be potum in asukah unless they're holchei derech for a tzorech that the Torah recognizes as being a tzorech hashuv, as being a tzorech adam. Being a tzorech adam, the derech schora. Let's say a person wants to go on a tiyul. He wants to, you know, go to the amusement park or something, or take the family out on an outing on sukkahs. Do you say that he's a ptur of holchei drachim? Let's say he can't find a sukkah. Lemaisa, you know, all of these venues, most of these venues have sukkahs. And now that we have the pop-up sukkahs, it's even easier. But lemaisa, you'll probably be able to find a sukkah. But let's say you're going to a place where there is no sukkah. Holchei drachim, a ptur of sukkah. Should we apply the ptur of holchei drachim or not? You get the impression, according to Rashi, that maybe the ptur of holchei drachim doesn't apply. Maybe it's a machlokas, Rabbeinu Menach and Tosus on the one hand and Rashi on the other. Rashi holds that it's dafka holchei b'derech schora. Maybe dafka holchei b'derech schora. If you're going out for a tzorech, but if you're not going out for a tzorech, maybe not. Who says this? Who suggests this idea? Moshe Feinstein. Moshe, the Igrius Moshe, and Simon Sadi Gimel has a murdik achirish. He wants to suggest that someone who goes out on a tiyul for tainad ba'alma, to a place where there's no sukkah, tough luck. Right, the p'tur of holchei drachim doesn't apply. Chayev in a sukkah, meaning don't go, to the place. If you know there isn't going to be a sukkah there, then you're not allowed to go to that place, because that's not included in the p'tur of holchei drachim. If you're going for mischar, he says, Shochim the mischar uchiyotzi shud sorech mamish the gam hu lechol adam. 2 points from Moshe says, right? Tzorech mamish, tiul is not a tzorech mamish. It's a tzorech, but it's not a tzorech mamish. It's not a real need. So first of all, it's a tzorech mamish, and also it's l'chol adam. It's a need for everyone. It's a shav l'chol nefesh. Tiul, tainug, everyone's tainugim are different. This one's tainug is not necessarily someone else's tainug, but tzorech, you have to do business, you have to make a parnos. So first of all, it's a tzorech. Secondly, it's l'chol adam. So then, Torah v'Olchei Dorachim will apply. But for Tiyul, for Tainuk, Moshe wants to say that maybe there is no Torah v'Olchei Dorachim. He doesn't quote the Rashi, fascinatingly enough, right? Rav Moshe doesn't quote the Rashi. But someone has suggested that maybe that's where he got it from. That's, it's Meduyak in Rashi. That it has to be Holchim B'derech Schora. That's the only type of Olchei Dvarashus that are Potem in Amitz. Potem in Asukah. But Holchei Stam for Tiyul, for Tainuk, I don't know, from Rashi, maybe you get the impression that they're not potim in a sukkah. I don't know. Ibn Yoshev in his Ha'oris on sukkah, I think he says, not like that, I think he says, stam, even for teal, people go and teal them. There's no reason to say it's dafka for schor. Rashi's giving an example, but it's just an example. Even if you go on a tiyul for Tainug Balma, people do that. That's also acceptable. That's bechlo teishu keitaduru. Again, the mice, I think it's pretty easy to find sukkahs in most of the venues. I mean, unless you pick some strange venue that no one thought about. You know, that's what everyone's trying to do, right? I have to pick. The kids went to this one and that one, and now I have to pick something new because you know life has to be exciting. We can't go to the same amusement park. What happened? Everything has to be new and exciting. You know, we've gone to here, we got then, and next year we have to go to the moon. You know, we have to always find vacation. Always has to be more and more exciting. I mean, where do you go after the moon? The sun? I think that's dangerous. I think Ikar Adin, the svara really is that even if you go on a tiyul, l'chor you put them in a sukkah, because that's what Holchei Drachim means. That is teishu keitaduru. Most people do go on vacation. Go on vacation, and Sukkot is a time that the family can get together. It makes a lot of sense to go on vacation then, or at least to go out during the day somewhere. I think Meikar Adin, it's mistaken that you really should be part of from sitting in the sukkah even if you go on a teal. But again, lemais, it's easy to find a sukkah. So try to find a venue where they have a sukkah to be choshish for those shittas that are machmir in this halacha. Yes, Jacob. Do you ever go to a restaurant? It's a pretty public area. I'm saying people do eat in public areas. You go to a hotel, sometimes there's a public dining room, they'll eat in the public dining room. Being in a hotel is not teishu keitaduru. For some people it's even nicer than a hotel. In the amusement park or the restaurant, it's not teishu keitaduru to sit. I'm not sure I understand. It's not teishu keitaduru to sit in the sukkah. No, if we assume that the tour of Holchei Drachim doesn't apply, so then you're like everyone else. If everyone else has to sit in the sukkah, then you also have to sit in the sukkah. So it doesn't matter what kind of environment you're going to find the sukkah in. You chayav to sit in the sukkah. It's not teishu keitaduru to sit in the sukkah. If we assume that you're not a Holchei Derech, then you're like a person who's at home. We treat you like you're at home. Right? So if you're at home, you'd be chayav to sit in the sukkah, so you're chayav to sit in the sukkah here? But if I find a place to eat, then it's not teishu keitaduru. No, but we took away the p'tur of Holchei Drachim. So once you put away the p'tur of Holchei Drachim, then you're like a regular person who's at home. So if you're a regular person at home, then you're chayav to sit in the sukkah.